Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of AI email assistants. We'll be dissecting a demo showcasing Archer, a voice agent built with 11 Labs and N8N.
I'm hooked already, and AI sending emails, sign me up. So how does this Archer character work?
Well, Archer receives voice input, processes it, and uses N8N to craft and send emails. The demo showed Archer sending two emails to Phil, one about a project update, the other a lunch invitation.
Cool. So it's not just sending pre-written emails. It actually composes them based on the voice instructions?
Exactly. The demo creator even showed the actual emails that landed in Phil's inbox. They were well-structured, professional, and signed off by Nate.
Impressive. So let's get technical. How's the magic happening behind the scenes?
N8N is the key. It acts as the brains of the operation. Archer receives the voice input, which becomes the user message for the N8N agent. This agent then uses a system prompt and connects to tools like Google Sheets for contact info and Gmail to send the emails.
Hold on, system prompt? What's that?
It's like a job description for the AI. It tells the agent its role, available tools, and how to behave. In this case, the prompt directs Archer to be friendly, funny, and efficient in handling emails.
Got it. So the AI isn't just randomly sending emails, it has specific instructions on how to act and what tools to use.
Precisely. And the demo highlighted two key tools, contact data, which fetches email addresses from a Google Sheet, and send email, which uses a Gmail connection to compose and send the messages.
Smart. Using existing tools to create something new. So how does Archer communicate with N8N?
Through webhooks. 11 Labs sends a post request to N8N containing the recipient's name and email content. N8N's agent then processes this information, drafts the email, and sends a confirmation back to 11 Labs.
So it's a continuous loop? Voice to 11 Labs, 11 Labs to N8N, N8N to Gmail, and back?
Yep, and the creator also explained how to set this up in 11 Labs. You configure a tool called N8N, define the webhook URL, specify the post method, and set the body parameters for to and email content.
Sounds relatively straightforward, although I imagine there's a bit of a learning curve with N8N.
True, but the creator emphasizes the simplicity of the N8N setup. Only 4 nodes are needed, and they even offered to share the workflow in their free community.
That's helpful. I also caught something about a test event in N8N. What's that about?
Good catch. It's for testing the webhook connection. In a production environment, N8N would always be listening. But during testing, you manually trigger a test event to ensure the communication is working.
Makes sense. Any limitations to this system?
The demo showed one instance where Archer refused to send an email because the content was inappropriate. Seems like there are safety measures in place.
That's reassuring. So what are the key takeaways here?
Well, we see the power of combining voice AI with automation tools like N8N. This demo provides a practical example of how to build a personalized email assistant that's both efficient and engaging. And with the shared workflow, anyone can try building their own Archer.
Definitely something worth exploring. Thanks for breaking this down. It sounds like a game changer for managing emails.
Absolutely. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, happy automating.
Bye-bye.